It's the first Did You Know show of May and of the week. And I'm Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy. And we're about to bring you guys some facts that you didn't know before.
So I got a little fact right here for you. So did you know that only 1% of Sweden's trash ends up in a landfill?
Really?
1% of it. They're apparently one of the highest and biggest known countries for recycling and stuff like that. In fact, they're like 90% of their glass, or 94% of their glass gets recycled. It's like they're really big on that type of stuff. Now, people still say, and I'll get to the fact here in just a second, and you'll understand, their method of disposing some of this trash, people do disagree with, because they say that too much pollution gets into the air, into the atmosphere. But, I mean, they're still pretty good at recycling, so that you can't really dog on them for too hard. But anyways, one of the country's trash can be another's treasure, right? So in Sweden, all the household waste is valuable because they use an incinerator and actually light all of it on fire in these power plants and places like that. So in America here, we use a lot of fuel and stuff like that to cause all the heat for our plants to work. Well, over there in Sweden, they just use trash. And they actually burn so much trash that they get nearby countries' trash imported to Sweden so that they can keep those incinerators running. And that's how they keep all – they get a lot of electricity. Now, only a small percentage of it is actually electricity-based. Most of the electricity they get over there is from, obviously, your nuclear, your hydro, and your wind-powered mills. But 10% of it comes from that incinerator. But they also run most of the country's other types of plants off of just burning all of their trash. So only 1% of their trash actually goes to a landfill.
That's pretty cool stuff. Impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty good for them.
All right, well, us being a radio station, I found one to do with radio a little bit.
Okay.
So did you know that the Eiffel Tower actually avoided being destructed because of radio?
Because of radio?
Yes. So obviously it's hard to, you know, imagine Paris without the Eiffel Tower. But it wasn't supposed to be there forever. So the creator, Gustave Eiffel, originally built the tower for the Exposition Universal of 1889, and the city only leased the land to Eiffel for 20 years. So after that, the land was supposed to be returned to Paris, and the tower was supposed to be demolished after the 20-year period was up. So Eiffel set about finding a way, you know, to make the tower both useful and symbolic, and make a reason for them not to want to demolish it. And on November 5th of 1898, the Eiffel Tower actually participated in an early demonstration of radio when a signal was sent from the tip of the Eiffel Tower to the Pantheon about 2.5 miles away. And then in the early 20th century, around 1908, the tower was progressed into a full-fledged radio tower with radio waves emanating from the Eiffel Tower that could reach distances of 3,500 miles away.
Wow.
And by that time, Eiffel, the creator, had successfully proved its strategic worth and convinced whoever he needed to convince to let the tower stay there. And the Eiffel Tower actually went on to prove to be vital during World War I, too, as it was intercepting radio messages sent by the Central Powers. And then today, the tip of the Eiffel Tower is still home to various radio antennas up there.
Wow, that's so that not only did it originally was just for like not I guess an experience, it's experiment. Just the dude wanted to build a big old thing, see if his architecture was up to par. And the next thing you know, they're using it to help him in the war, and still today using it for radio stuff. That's pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah.
Big iconic thing to Paris that's actually
never really knew it had
useful.
A use at the tip of it. So, all right. Well, that's it for the Did You Know Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow.